Wing. You ever eat beaver?
He's thinking about it. Two thumbs up.
He's like driving it. He's like, yeah, I'm driving that beaver right there.
I'm steering that baby.
Yeah, Wing Lamb calls us every Friday. Let us know what California Love Drop is up to. We'll be seeing Wing tomorrow, I know, because he's coming out to the party in Hope.
Yeah.
California Love Drop, big sponsor of it. So, Wing, is there anything else going on besides the party in Hope? Or are you guys just like, we're focusing all efforts down there in Huntington Beach?
Well, first off, we can't wait to see everybody there tomorrow, and we want to do a couple of things. I know you guys have mentioned we're all staying at the Waterfront Hilton.
Oh, yeah.
Our friends from South Coast Winery, they got some wines for Heidi.
Yay.
And more important, Greg and Celine from Miller Construction for all their help. But this week, Tuesday, was kind of crazy. It was about 100 degrees out in the middle of nowhere, I call it. We want to thank Charles from Anthus Roofing and Waterproofing for organizing a bunch of other roofer companies, which is fun. You know, when a bunch of us get together with about 80 roofers, we put 5 new roofs at the camp, Ronald McDonald. We want to thank, let's see, we got Shell Roofing, QSO, Gabella Construction, GAF, Howard and Sons Roofing, and Roofing Alliance. So thanks to everybody for coming out there and sweating it all out by getting all the roofs up in the camp.
You said Anthus Roofing hooked that all up? Anthus Roofing?
Yeah.
Nice.
Very nice. Anthus Roofing, they're on top of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, they hold that as like a shingles event.
Yeah.
And they didn't charge anything, right? This was all on the house?
Good one. We tried to keep it out of the gutter.
Wing, aren't you sorry you called?
Yeah. And today, we're heading out to another blood drive at Anthus Roofing in Irvine. So go to redcross.org to sign up. And a little shout out to Levi. He turned 11 this week.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday, Levi. Wow.
So, Wing and all the droplets will be out there volunteering, helping out with, organizing, getting people in, and maybe helping out with the St. Jude people who are signing people up to be partners in Hope if you're not. So be sure and join us tomorrow. I want to thank California Love Drop for being a sponsor of our St. Jude Party in Hope. It's our third one we're having, and the Miller Foundation showed up as well, plus the Waterfront Beach Resort that you mentioned, the Hilton right there, the lighthouse itself for letting us have it there in HB. Extraordinary Lives Foundation, Pacific City, LA Party Works, California Love Drop, of course, and MyCrack.com, all the big sponsors. But there's going to be some raffles happening tomorrow to raise even more money for St. Jude. So when you're there, be sure and buy some raffle tickets. And I see a Monster Energy remote control car on the table.
Whoa.
Right, that thing says that it goes 60-plus miles per hour. Are you kidding?
Look at the size of this thing.
Oh, my God.
Look, it says 60-plus miles per hour.
Okay, that's cool. That is cool. We're auctioning that off tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah. As soon as I start controlling, it's like, vip, gone. The 60 miles an hour. Like, where in the hell's the car now?
Yeah, where'd it go? That thing is cool looking.
Yeah, that is awesome. So there's going to be. Monster is going to be out there. That's the badass remote control car we're raffling, and they also have a guitar. Some Session 9 skateboards, Oakley, his and her glasses, $100 gift cards to Ola, the Brandt, Stick and Stone, Simsies, and Sunglass Resort, cases of wine you mentioned from South Coast Winery in Temecula, gift packs from Rad Life, Randy's Donuts, West of Camden, and Caraloa. And also we're auctioning off, being a raffle to be a guest judge on a future Heidi and Frank. What the is that?
Seriously, this just came in here.
Whoa.
It's a huge show. It says grand prize winner of the 2026 Heidi and Frank Emo Pong Challenge.
Jesus Lord.
That's the trophy.
What if I beat everyone?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm winning that. We're winning that.
Amazing. I guess you get to take that home.
I can't believe that's on the schedule. I'm so
That
nervous.
Is amazing.
That is the most amazing trophy I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, move over Lombardi trophy. Move over Stanley
stand
Cup.
There, Emo, stand up. That thing's taller than you are.
Oh, my God.
That thing is crazy.
Emo is...
The, oh my God, the same height.
She has heels on. I bet if she was flat-footed, she, that trophy is taller than Emo.
Emo's the so-called self-proclaimed champion of all ping pong, so right now she is technically the holder of that trophy.
That's right, so but I haven't played in a couple years, so you have a chance, actually.
That is amazing.
So definitely come out, and yeah, somebody is going to take that trophy home.
Oh my God.
That is ridiculous, and I love it. Is Wendy here?
Wendy.
Well, be careful.
You have outdone yourself,
Wendy.
Girl.
You're the best.
Wendy, get over here. Wendy.
Oh, my God.
Who has been organizing this thing behind the scenes for quite a few months now is amazing, and I just wanted to get you on and thank you for all your hard work. You are kick-ass, and being able to work with you and Wing and everybody, I know it's going to be a great event because you guys are behind it and supporting it, and so I have no worries, and so I'm just going to come up, have a great time with everybody, and...
It's been really easy, of course. It's St. Jude, and it's for the kids. So we have so many people that come in and contribute. I just did my Minnesota accent there, Heidi. I love it.
It feels like home.
So many people.
And
the trophy was provided by Hollywood Trophy on Santa Monica in Hollywood.
That's great.
You go in and mention Heidi and Frank this next month, they'll give you 10% off any of your trophies.
That's great, because you go in there, because, I mean, the fantasy football is starting, so if you want to go get your fantasy football trophy or something for the end of the season for the champion, you can get 10% off by going, what's the name of the place again?
Hollywood Trophy.
Hollywood Trophy.
It couldn't be a better name. And at Hollywood Trophy on all the Instagram and Facebook. So, there you go. So
that is awesome.
And then we have one other big surprise. I don't think Wing shared it, but we will have thrifty ice cream for everybody tomorrow.
This is all going to happen, like she said, tomorrow. Doors open at 11 a.m. at the Lighthouse in Huntington Beach, so get there early, and we're going to kick it off with Natural Heights, Renee's band, and then some of the best SOG bands out there. Do you have a little taster of Renee's band?
Yeah.
Because, like, the order of band, I was hearing the music, I was like, okay, this sounds good. We start out with Renee, little ska, little reggae type of sound.
Yeah, beach vibes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you get breaking in the party, and then we go back. Greg
and good company.
Greg and good company.
Day after day, week after week.
Right.
One day I binge and next day I sleep, but I wanted to wake up. I wanted to go.
All right, so now we're having a great time.
Out in the world to be alive.
We're playing ping pong. It's awesome. And now the Pez heads get up there.
And
this girl is a showman.
Uh-huh.
She's awesome.
I want to be her when I grow up. You want to feed me?
I'm undefeatable. I'm
undefeatable. Emo is your song. They're going to close the day out at all the way to 4 p.m. is when it ends, but Paradigm Switch is going to take us home and blow the roof off the place.
Ooh, boy.
Then I should have allowed. Touch the real thing, you should know all the roles that you play. Put the mouse to the line. And when it all crashes down, it just doesn't see what you're.
This could be a hell of a party. These bands are like the highest percentage of Save versus Go bands that we've had on in the last year. So that's why they were invited, and they were all very excited to go and donate their time and their music to us
kids.
And everybody out there. Like I said, coming together, such a great cause. Can't wait to see all the people from St. Jude out there as well. And be sure and wear your St. Jude Saves Lives, whatever shirt you have to represent. And I was thinking, Wendy, you know, because, you know, I don't know if people can stay the whole time or whatever, but it's like maybe if people show up who weren't, then there's like a separate line. But obviously, if you're the partners, you get in first, and there'll be a separate line for people who just want to come up.
Yep.
But there'll be people there on site to sign people up to be partners and hope. We appreciate that as well. So to come on out, it's the St. Jude Party and Hope. Thank you so much for always supporting us in that way. We've raised over $10 million over the last 9 times we've had a radiothon. And so it means a lot to us as far as like, you know, what we do every day, we get to have fun and F off and be ridiculous. But when it comes to seeing that money come in for those 2 days, it gives us actual purpose besides just farting around. And so thank you so much for always being there for us and doing that. And so we want to have a great time with you on Saturday.
And thank you, Wendy, for throwing a party for us.
Wendy, kick-ass is going to go off without a hitch because Wendy's playing the whole freaking thing.
Amazing.
She's the best.
And Wing, thank you so much. You've always been a big supporter. And I know you had a lot of friends who were like, yeah, we'll be a part of it. So, yeah, the Miller Foundation, everybody over there.
A lot of hugs and tomorrow.
Because it ends at 4 p.m., usually that's a check-in time at a hotel. The Waterfront Beach Resort is right there by it, so it'd be party all day and go check in. So get your room so you don't have to go anyplace and play it safe and have a good time.
Check in so you can check out.
Check in to your nap time.
Bye.
Yeah, and then wake up later and party in HB. I mean, it's a great place. So
take a little
love
nap.
That place. So expect to see everybody out there. All right, we do have to take a quick break. And we got Jacob. Hey, Jacob.
Oh. Jacob.
Oh, hi-o.
Guess what?
What happened?
Great guess. you're caller 40, fool.
Yeah. What happened?
Thank you.
What happened?
Something happened. Just woke up Jacob from a nap, and he was like, Jacob, what happened?
Yeah, Jacob, you're going to Universal Studios with three of your closest friends, okay?
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, my God. Oh, see, anybody can win.
It's that easy.
You don't need to have any brains to answer questions or have a good story. You just have to be caller 40. Next chance for that. I don't know if Nick does caller 40, but at 4:40 this afternoon, he's got another four-pack for you. What?
Not Nick today. I'm actually filling in for Nick today.
Emo!
Emo
and her trophy. You're doing the afternoon show today.
Well, it's her trophy for now. For now.
But, all right, so Emo's got a four-pack for you at 4:40. She's filling in for Nick. So sure and listen to Emo's show this afternoon. What time does that start? One?
We'll figure it out.
One to
three.
Five?
Three to seven. It's a long day today.
Three to seven. Yeah. Very long day. All right.
Get some sleep before tomorrow.
I know. need practice.
Let's take that break. Come right back. We're Heidi and Frank.
Because I'm driving a truck, driving a big old truck. Smokey's on my tail and my accelerator.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.